Let's get some extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey with us, and the big bookstores are making a comeback, aren't they, Seamus?
Yeah, they really are, Bob. Some of these Barnes and Nobles, you know, years ago had come, they were important parts of the community, and then they disappeared. But Barnes and Noble in particular is really trying to make a comeback, and their big announcement this week was that they're going to move into 150 North State Street, which is, it's like right across the street from the Chicago Theater. It was a Borders when it got renovated a long time ago, and it had been an Old Navy up until 2023. Really prominent location. It's a long, thin building, so it's going to be, I believe it's going to be stacked. This Barnes and Noble is going to be 30,000 square feet stacked on a couple stories within the building. But yeah, just the whole thought that Barnes and Noble is opening places, you know, you thought they were a thing of the past, but this is one of four that they're opening in the Chicago area. There's one coming to Hyde Park, there's one coming to Oak Park, and Old Orchard is getting a new one. They're moving to a bigger location. So yeah, Barnes and Noble's coming back. Maybe we're getting tired of ordering everything online and we want to go hold it in our hands or read some free magazines or something.
Can't have too many bookstores. What does this mean to the smaller independent folks? I know that place in Hyde Park, Volumes, is closed now, isn't it? Or it's closing this week.
Yeah, there's, I mean, definitely there's been a backlash from folks that love the local places. And, you know, the local places really are, you know, can be like heart and souls of neighborhoods where you get
absolutely
to know the person behind the counter. He knows exactly where that book is and can take care of you. Yes, we've seen some of these in Wicker Park. There was a bookstore that said they dropped off about 30% since a store, 30% since a Barnes & Noble opened near them. So, yeah, definitely takes a cut out of it. I think that the message people are trying to send is, you know, there's room for both of them. Don't forget about your independent ones. They may have a smaller selection, maybe a little bit tighter, but it's got a whole lot more character, a little bit more dust, but you're going to find some, going to find some characters in there. And I always do in the small independent bookstores. You got to, you know, be careful if you're not a regular, because you got to know your way around. But it's really a, you know, really fun places to visit in neighborhoods.
Yeah, great places to hang. They're the best. Help wanted. The Obama Center is hiring, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess this is finally happening. The Obama Center is set to open in June, they say, and they're actually starting to hire people for a lot of just the public-facing positions that they're going to need. They've got 150 job openings. It's guest services, facility management, security, some custodians. So I don't know if this is like gift shop work as well, but they need 150 people. They said they're going to prioritize Chicagoans. So we'll see how many people turn out. I think they'll probably get a pretty good response, but the Obama Foundation has a website where you can apply directly right there. And they start as early as March, so late March. So these are coming fast for the June opening.
Yeah, they're still saying it'll be open to the public in this June, huh?
That's what they're saying. I know they're still like installing parts of the facade, and they're you know, the landscaping always takes a little bit longer once all the big equipment leaves. But that's they haven't pushed that June one back yet. But you know, this thing's been going on for about 10 years. I think they announced it in 2015. So between the lawsuits and the construction and the pandemic and all that, they're getting close to opening day.
There's some news out of West Humboldt Park this morning about new apartments. Fill us in, Seamus.
Yeah, this is along the same lines as that Old Navy, which is going into a 1925 building. I mean, the Barnes & Noble going into a 1925 building on State Street. This is a 1925 building in Humboldt Park, designed by Jens Jensen, the Danish architect, who we can thank for Humboldt Park and Douglas Park and the whole string of parks on the west side. He built this place called the Pioneer Arcade in 1925. It was a billiards hall. It was a bowling alley. It was sort of when they built these grand palaces for people to entertain themselves. It's been in disrepair for decades now in West Humboldt Park. It's at the corner of North and Pulaski. But they, after 20 years of designing this thing, they broke ground just this week. They're going to build 61 senior affordable housing apartments in Humboldt Park. They're going to save the facade of this building, but they're really going to have a significant structure built on the back of it. But they're trying to keep a little bit of the history, immigrant history, because a lot of the people that built it and used it initially were immigrants. Humboldt Park is definitely an immigrant community now, so they're trying to get people to stay local, stay in their neighborhood with some affordable places. I've seen some renderings of it. It looks really spectacular if they do it the way the artist drew it up. It looks great. It's a cool old building. They got to get rid of some of the graffiti that's all over the facade, I think they know how to do that.
Yeah. Details on those stories and more, go to blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.